It's time to find out what's on the agenda for the Auckland Pride Festival.
Yes, it is that time. We're doing weekly coverage of Auckland Pride because it's February and it's all on. We're deep in it now and we're lucky to be joined by Buckwheat in the studio. Morena.
Oh, morena. Kia ora, kōrua, kia ora koutou to all our listeners. How are we this morning?
We are so, good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Look, I'm looking at these two gorgeous, gorgeous beings here. Sort of like, I feel really underdressed today.
Yeah, well, you're not in full drag this morning, but it is relatively early. So
it
yeah.
is. I'm in high vis drag. I came on my scooter and I needed to be seen.
Right. Yes. Yep. That's the one. Yeah. You've had a huge month. We've just been talking about, we're here to talk about the out of the gutter sort of party that ends Pride, but you've been up to lots this month so far. Tell us a little bit about what mahi you've been doing.
Well, yeah. So, you know, I've been doing lots of these sort of interviews just to sort of highlight Pride and to sort of have a kōrero in and about what it's about. But, you know, some of the highlights for me, I guess, have been, the name that's fallen out of my head, that's terrible.
Inside the closet.
Inside the Closet, which is currently on at Britomart at the moment. So, you know, Denise Bainham, she's a photographer. She had an idea 3 years ago to bring together and highlight and elevate some drag queens. So we got all like 13 different looks from Tamaki across Tamaki Makaurau. Mm. You know, new performers, old performers, seasoned, experienced, you know, and just bring them in under Pride colours and to have a chat to them about sort of their identity and their fashion, you know, how fashion works with drag.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's up and about. It's kind of quite incredible to sort of see, you know, 6 foot or life-size posters of yourself on the side of a building down at Britomart, which is kind of a bit crazy because who would have thought 40 years ago when the homosexual law reform was going through that we would be doing this today.
Mm, amazing. Yeah, I mean, you've been performing as a drag queen for quite a long time now, and you were around when that happened 40 years ago with the homosexual law reform. What's the sort of vibe of Pride feeling like for you this year?
Yeah, so, you know, for me, I've decided, you know, I understand that depending on where you are in the continuum of life, people have different expectations and different things from Pride. Yeah. So for someone like me, who's seasoned and been around, you know, I can navigate life, I can articulate the things I want to do. I've got a really strong network of friends. Mm. For young people, it's completely different for them. And depending where you are living across the water, you know, some people of our young people still live in isolation. They're yet to find their feet. You know, if you think about your journey 5 years ago, what were you doing? You know, we were slightly green. You're sort of, you know, we come together with life and experiences. And then we build a network around us that support us and uplift us. So Pride is a little, for me, it's understanding that not everyone's on the same waka. Everyone's on a different journey and understanding that and supporting people where they are on their journey.
Mm. Oh, beautiful. That is so beautiful. Yeah, just sort of reminds you of the importance of Pride Day and that it can mean so many different things for different people.
And you're right. And, you know, so for, and because I've been around for a little while, I've sort of taken a back seat and I've been thinking, well, actually, it's someone else's turn to, you know, step up and you know, be front and centre and do what's right. But then, you know, have the theme of Pride this year, you know, the bringing together of intergenerational conversations and kōrero. And that's the only way we learn, and I forget that, so it's been a lovely reminder for me to ensure that I'm front and centre and that I actually participate in these conversations, because otherwise, how are people supposed to know, you know? Mm. So that's been an awakening for me, and kind of like, don't just sit on my laurels because I'm sorted.
Yeah.
Ensure that you're pulling people up behind you and that you've got your arms wide open in terms of manaakitanga, just to share the love and to hear their story so that I know what's going on for them, because I'm far removed from it, I don't get to understand what's going on for young people or just people in general. So it's been a lovely awakening for me to be able to be reintroduced to people and just to sort of spend time and share time with people and hear what's going on for them.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about the theme Ngā Uri E, is like it's that intergenerational learning. Eh? Like I'm sure you're learning a lot from the rangatahi that you're interacting with this month.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's sort of, you know, it's been a big eye-opener for me just in terms of what they're going through and how we can support them and how they can feel supported. So, you know, my ideas are probably antiquated because I'm kind of like, you know, their koro or their kuia. Mm. But actually when we sit there and we talk, they're like, really, you did this, you did that? And I forget that actually our life experiences have sort of forged a way for them, and now it's their turn to do their thing, but to give them the courage and to, you know, support what they're doing and just to say, hey, it might be tough now, but things get better. And I don't think they'll get better in time. Surround yourself with people that are like you, that will uplift you, that will support you, and that will hear you and navigate you through those times when you think it's tough.
Do you feel lucky to be able to look back on your own story as well, kind of reflect on what you've been through?
Oh, gosh, you know, I feel really blessed. I feel really blessed. Because, you know, there was a time when I thought I was the only person like that, and I felt really isolated and lonely. And, you know, it's funny when you look back at things and experiences that have sort of, you know, that mould us. And you come out the other side, you know, you can look back and go, well, actually, it was pretty grim then, but things get better. And I think, you know, as long as people have hope and there's an expectation that, you know, there's something around the corner, there's a light at the end of the tunnel that gives us hope, we can be working towards it and supporting each other to get there.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay, the light at the end of the tunnel with Pride is this thing that happens at the end of the month, Out of the Gutter Street Party. Very, very exciting way to close off the month of Pride. Happening February 28th at Beresford Square.
Oh, there's been a change of venue. There is. It's in Myers Park now.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
So Myers Park is quite fantastic. Yeah. Beautiful setting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just sort of found that out that actually it's been moved to a local, well, very close to Beresford Square, Myers Park, and it's all happening from there. That's Saturday week.
Oh, that's really exciting. Oh, I just love that it's been called in the heart of the Karangahape Road neighbourhood.
That's awesome.
I think we should be employing that more often.
Yes, I mean, it couldn't be anywhere else rather than Karangahape Road.
Well,
right?
Exactly. You know, right in the heartbeat of, you know, where life is, especially for the queer community. You know, it suits everyone, young people, you know, upwardly urban people. It's fantastic. It's and also that whole area now is being, you know, that's just another story of rejuvenation. When you actually think of what's going in there now with the transport hub that's coming. If you go walk around that area, it's really sparkling and shining, and it's going to bring a whole new life of people into the area, which is great. And, you know, I quite love, I like Myers Park. It's got a long history there. You know, I was running through there when I was a child, you know, because my grandparents from Samoa were sort of like living in the Ponsonby Greyland area. So then to be able to sort of, you know, come back into that space after sort of seeing what's gone there, for me, it's, you know, it harks back to a time when, you know, things were really lovely. And I think we've come through a rough time, and now we're sort of like hopefully coming out the other end. Hope.
Love to hear it. Tell us a little bit about what's on as a part of Out the Gutter.
Oh my gosh, you know, so that's taking place between 5 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. On that Saturday the 28th. There's a whole lineup of performers, you know. So you know, people who are seasoned, who are, you know, they celebrate joy, and the whole idea is to take people on a journey. One, to bring them together, because it's only when we come together that we hear the stories, but also two, to elevate and shine a light, you know, often with performance. So my performance, I'm performing with my dear sister Tess Tickle. Well, I'm humbled and privileged to have been asked, but my performance, you know, I want to elevate joy, you know, and because, you know, you leave people with a feeling of happiness. For me, that sort of, you know, how my, the way that I sort of look at life and the work that I do with my entertainment is around leaving people with a sense of hope and joy, and give them a giggle, give them a spectacle, something to look at that's like, oh my god, because drag is, for me now, is all about the costume, the sound. Yeah, so we're just one of the many acts that are happening on there. Ramon Tawake, she's an incredible singer-songwriter. She's been, I've known her for a little while, and she has a lovely energy too, a little bit more gentle than, you know, the buckwheat energy, but part of that is having a whole range of performers that take you on a journey. So there's something, you know, there's something for everyone there. And when you're not there, when you're not watching what's going on the main stage, you're sort of mixing and mingling with friends and people who are all there for the same reason, to sort of enjoy life, share stories, and just to come together. Because it's when we come together that we see the unity that gives us strength, isn't it?
Beautiful. Your performance, have you got anything special up your sleeve for Pride?
Well, it's interesting.
Or every buckwheat performance is special,
well,
I bet.
I've just seen the program. It came out yesterday, also the lineup. I submitted two tracks. I thought that I was doing two. I'm only on there once, but I'm doing a duet with Tess.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the it is rather special for us because, you know, Tess is an older girl. You know, like, we're more mature queens, really. And so, yeah, it'll be a bit of a spectacular. You know, the costumes look incredible. The sound is great. You know, the music just finished being mixed last week. And Yeah, it's a bit of a spectacle. There's only two of us on the stage, but we'll make it work.
Hell yeah. Ooh, oh my gosh. I'm so, so exciting. Everyone can head to Myers Park on the 28th of Feb. It's free and open to all. Out of the Gutter Street Party, closing off Pride this year. Buckwheat, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Happy Pride, and lovely to meet you both. And stop looking so gorgeous. You make me feel ugly. I'm going to put a bag over my head now. Bye, beautifuls.
Ka kite.
You just heard from an artist, organiser, performer, or another important person from the Auckland Pride Festival. Nice.
I got no money, babe. Left my wallet on the plane. Sorry, I woke up this way. It's a public holiday. I'm sure.